The historic tax abatement program, as it's officially known, was suspended for a year in 2010, partly because of concerns over the growing number of property owners receiving tax subsidies. The purpose of the program is to give the owners of those homes and businesses an incentive to maintain the original property facades. And Maureen Matoyer with the Heritage Society of Austin told the school board last night that it also creates an educational value for Austin ISD.
So be assured that we will continue to work with your staff to develop tools and other resources that will help leverage historic assets to the benefit of your students and your teachers.
But the school board's decision was not unanimous. Trustee Vince Torres said he wanted tax exemptions restricted to property owners who help create educational experiences for students in the district.
And I want those members that live in properties like that to actually be recognized, and those that don't, to not be recognized.
Torres said he couldn't support the program because there was no way to check if the people getting tax breaks were giving kids a chance to learn about historic properties. The tax breaks add up to about $2 million a year. But because of how the Texas school finance system works, 3/4 of that money would be sent to the state under the Robin Hood rule. That's the mechanism that sends revenue from wealthier districts to poorer ones. Trustee Lori Moya said that $400,000 might not seem like a lot in the context of a billion-dollar budget, but she said it could pay for a few teachers or buy new books for a library.
When you're having to pinch every penny in your budget, it makes a difference.
Moya said she was only supporting the program because she thought it would be unfair to take away a tax exemption without more advance notice. Board member Robert Schneider, on the other hand, has been opposed to the historic tax exemptions for some time, and he warned board members about the uncertainty swirling around the state's next legislative session in January.
Given the recent elections, even though they were primary elections, it's very likely that it's even going to be a worse for public education environment than it was in the last legislative session. And it's likely that we will have to do more with less next year.
School Board President Mark Williams agreed that was possible, but he said the City of Austin guidelines that AISD uses to qualify historic properties are rigorous, meaning that fewer would be approved. And he pointed to a new provision that says any homeowners who qualify after 2011 will have their tax credits capped at $3,500.
And I realize that there's some very, very legitimate properties that are there, and maybe many, there may be a few that I wish were not there. You know, it's not perfect, but it's good.
In the end, the board voted to adopt the historic tax abatement program 6-2. This year, more than 400 commercial and residential properties will qualify. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.